Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I got a good one for you today because I am at Rogers Gardens in Newport Beach, that very high-end nursery that we talked about that is unbelievable. And they decorate this thing for the holidays and they go all out, to say the least. But what we're going to talk about today is the fact that nobody wants to pay. And before I get into it, please take a second. Please like the video. Please hit the subscribe button. And today we have a sponsor, Dr. Marty, and I will talk about him a little later. But before I get into it, this is the place where they kept getting robbed, okay, at night. All the high-end stuff out front. They'd come in the morning, and security would have guys that would be out here. You know, they would see people loading stuff into a car, and they couldn't do anything about it. They filed police reports. And one of the employees, who was furious with this, took it upon himself and stuck a Apple AirTag inside some of the pots. And it did that out front. And all of a sudden, one night, 2 o'clock in the morning, he gets notification that the AirTag's moving. So calls the Newport Beach police, and it kept moving, 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 and then stopped. And they showed up at the guy's house. That guy, they found his house is decorated via Rogers Gardens, and he's been charged with 4 felonies and had $8,000 of the merchandise in front of his house, fountains, plants, everything. Just a real degenerate. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But people were like, hey, you got to go check this place out. Now, I'll cover the story of why this place is important in a second. But first thing, nobody wants to pay anything, guys, right now. And I want to thank Paul for sending me this story. And that is the student loan moratorium that was released. And as of October 1st, people had to start paying on their student loan debt. The only problem with it is that the Biden administration says that people have not been onboarding properly. What does that mean? It means they haven't been paying their bills, guys. So people are not onboarding and not paying their bills to the tune of 40% of the people that have past due student loan debt are not paying the loans right now. And this just says, you know, that people are having a difficult time and they're not sure how to make a payment. So COVID made it so you guys didn't know how to write a check anymore, didn't know how to use your credit card, didn't know how to access your checking account. That's insane. People don't want to pay their bills because they don't have the money right now. That's what the issue is. So this place is so over the top. Okay. It's absolutely stunning, but it's huge. It's probably a couple acres out here, but I'll tell you guys a great story about this place. And I told my brother I was coming up here and he's like, oh yeah, tell that story. That's great. So in addition to the student loan debt, you know, think about this, guys. People are not paying the student loans right now. And we keep hearing that, hey, there's not going to be a foreclosure, rash of foreclosures. Well, there are. The banks have been letting people off with not paying their mortgages. And forbearance finally ended. And the thing about the forbearance ending that's wild about this, think about this. You could sit there and say, hey, I want 3 months, I want 6 months. And this goes back to 2020 when COVID hit. And listen, I don't, you know, we don't want to pay right now. We don't have the money. Help us out. Okay, we can give you 3 months and then you can, we'll extend your payments. Well, some people didn't take any type of adjustment. They stopped responding to the mortgage companies. There are hundreds of thousands of these people that have not made a mortgage payment since February or March of 2020. Hello, okay? Now think about this. Let's just say for round numbers, it's 3.5 years. Again, hundreds of thousands of these people, FHA, Fannie Mae, regular private investors, a little bit of everybody, but basically traditional banks did let these people slide. And either they worked a deal out, they refinanced the house, or the people just didn't do anything. And the people that didn't do anything, this is where the foreclosure companies are going to come in now and come after these people because you have some people, let's just use round numbers and say it's been 3.5 years. It's 42 months, guys, they haven't made a house payment. Let's say it's $2,500 and they didn't make a house payment for 42 months. It's $105,000. By the way, Dan, we're going to need our 105 grand by the 1st of January. So write us a check. You see what I'm saying? People are not going to be able to have this money. It's not going to work. It's not working right now. Okay? So, now, I have people that go, you don't understand. They're going to have to work something out. They are not going to have to work something out. The banks and the foreclosure companies are getting ready to put their foot on the gas, if you know what I mean. They're getting ready to, you know, have this clown show end, if you know what I mean. So why would they gear up for this? Why? Well, it's just me and Dan. Well, while the rest of us paid our bills and scrimped and saved and did everything we had to do during this time, some people just didn't do anything, okay? Which is wild to think about. So the next thing is the rent moratorium, okay? So you got student loan debt, people haven't paid. You got the mortgages, the forbearance is done. The moratorium on rent, that's over with too. And people had to make their first payment on August 1st and then April of next year. And you know what? There are, in LA County alone, there's 175,000 people that have past due rent, 175,000 people. Now, here's the thing. The banks are saying, you know what? We're not going to let them slide. We're going after these people. We're going to start suing these people. So you're going to see a rash of lawsuits. What do you mean I'm getting sued for this? Now I have to defend myself? Yeah, you're going to have to hire a lawyer during this time. Oh, okay. Well, nobody told me that. Well, again, you know, a lot of people just took advantage of the system. And that's what's crazy about this. See how big this place is, guys? It's really, really big. So credit card delinquencies are skyrocketing. You have personal debt skyrocketing. People are out of money, okay? Absolutely skyrocketing. So with that being said, you know, you haven't seen anything yet, guys. So haven't seen anything yet. So share your thoughts on this stuff so far because, you know, student loan debt, here's the thing. COVID money, think about this that most people don't know. And I've brought people to reality where they're like, I could get in trouble for this. Yeah, you get a lot of trouble. I think one thing they should do with the student loan money is they should go to these people and say, where did you spend the money? If you took COVID money and you didn't spend it properly, people are getting prosecuted for that now. Well, if you didn't spend the money on your education, you know, well, how is that fair? You know, remember, I showed you guys, a guy bought a Toyota with his student loan money. I don't think it was intended for that. This place is huge and has a restaurant inside of it, okay? A very elegant, high-end restaurant, okay? So, okay? It's called Rogers Gardens, okay? So, just a really, really cool spot. But see how big it is, too? It's just absolutely massive out here. So, a lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Dr. Marty. Let's face it, guys. Our dogs are part of the family. Rosie is everything to me. And it's important that our dogs have proper health. And, you know, sometimes you look at your dog and you see that they have bad breath. They've got soreness, stiffness. You know, you don't have to have that. And the one thing that could be the problem is could be the dog food that you're feeding your dog. Now, Dr. Marty's put together a great video where he explains that you need to look at what's in this dog food. And he made a video called dogfoodexposed.com/Dan where you can see what's in this and what you can do about helping your own pet. Take a look at it today. The link is below. But let's face it, you know, dogs need to be healthy, active, and there's something you can do about it by just not feeding them things that are in this processed food that's not good for these dogs. So take a look at this today. Dr. Marty has been written up in many different magazines, and he is absolutely a leader in holistic veterinary medicine, and you need to take a look at it today. But go to dogfoodexposed.com/Dan. Use the link below and watch that video today. Now, guys, even the parking lot is decorated. And because of all the lights and everything that everybody wants to come out and see, it took me 50 minutes to get a parking spot. Okay? Absolutely crazy. But just a really, really nice place, to say the least. This solarium was built by my dad in 1985. And there's a great story about this. My father was a contractor, and growing up in the business, one thing that he did that was really smart was he had us do every single job in the company. And we would get leads, we would sell, I would spend the summer building jobs, I would pour cement, I would pull wire, I would get building permits, I would do absolutely everything, sell everything. I gravitated towards getting the leads and selling. That's what I liked the most. This sunroom that's here was built in 1985. My father's company wanted to come up with a new way to sell the product because these were very expensive at the time. So what he did was he goes, where are the rich people at? So he went to the board of directors at Rogers Gardens and made a presentation. And back in the day, this was pictures on a board that he flipped and made this presentation. There was no PowerPoint in the 80s. What he did was he set this up here and paid them a commission. No rent. He built the room for free. That cost thousands of dollars at the time. And he gave them the room for free. And with that, they got to have a lead box. And what he did that was absolutely brilliant was if any employee gets a lead from anybody that says, hey, I want to get an estimate on a sunroom, he would then pay them, the employee, directly an extra $300. Now, the employees were totally motivated because this, again, it's 1985, guys. You know, some of these people didn't make $300 in a week and they're selling two or three sunrooms and they're getting all this money. And this thing went like gangbusters. And now think about this. There weren't computers back then. So you'd keep track of the leads through a system. They could be audited every month through Rogers Gardens. Great system, okay? And, you know, hey, between the 1st and the 7th of the month, 2nd and the 7th of every month, you guys can come in and look at the books and we'll show you what we sold. Now, ordering the material from the manufacturer that made the sunroom, if it was a Rogers Garden sale, they got priority and had to be moved to the front of the staff. We will give you our business if you manufacture these first. So these people would get these rooms built that would generally take 6-8 weeks to get in 8 days, 10 days, crazy stuff. Well, after about 3 months of all the employees getting the commission checks, they said, why don't we do it this way? Why don't we put the money into a fund and have everybody split it? So they did that. But it's kind of iconic, guys, because this thing's been up here since 1985. So again, I have done sell, furnish, and install. That's what it's called, sell, furnish, and install programs. I've taught people how to do this and had them make a ton of money. And Paul's TV, the king of big screen here in Southern California, when the people bought that from Paul, they went inside of Living Spaces and did sell, furnish, and install, where they put the TVs inside there and paid Living Spaces a commission. It is done for every product. And if you don't think that you can do that, it's a brilliant way to expand and get yourself into a really high-end market. So again, I could, you know, my dad died in 1999, but man, I learned so much from that. But that, very iconic, guys. Very cool to see that still up. Just absolutely stunning. The food giant Kraft Heinz, they just got hit with a cyber attack, guys. Okay. You guys, it's coming to a theater near you. So again, processing, delivery, customer databases, everything completely on hold. Okay. I'm telling you, all you can care about is your own space. And your own space, you need to make sure it's protected. Make sure you have that VPN, guys. I'll leave the link below. But it's pennies a day. And it's funny, I'm on the VPN now as I film this thing. So GM is laying off another 1,300 people out of their Chevy Bolt plant and the Camaro plant. Well, wait a second. What's wrong with the Camaro? The Camaro's got a problem now, too? Well, nobody's buying it. Nobody can afford, you know, a $90,000 car, guys. That's the problem with this. So we're seeing more and more of these issues, and you're seeing more and more people that don't want the EV cars, you know, in their lives, and it's difficult. I have a lot of people that, you know, it's in a few Ubers over the last week, And for some reason, a lot of these people had Teslas. And it was either the greatest car they've ever driven or awful. Oh man, this is just, God, I wish I did not have this. Can't afford it. It's too expensive. It's too difficult to charge. You know, it's just awful. So, the Cybertruck is out. There is a great video out about how a Cybertruck is, I believe, the Midwest. It's on kind of a hill, not just hilly, not a real steep incline, and it's having trouble in snow. So much trouble that it had to be towed out. So the Cybertruck, it's not even a truck, it's just a toy, you know, joke car. This thing is absolutely ridiculous. So it's not a truck by any means. And anybody that thinks that it is and that's telling me that it is nuts. See how big this place is, guys? Look at this. But it's just beautiful. Kind of pricey. Really pricey. Okay. But the cool thing about shopping here, okay, is that I am telling you, if you go and you look at something like this, these shrubs and things like this, they've got stuff that's, they have moderate size and, you know, more mature trees and things like that. But man, the staff here knows their stuff like you wouldn't believe. It's just really, really cool. So, you know, plus you've got all the pots in back. But again, so the decorations, how cool is that, man? It's just really, really nice. But then I was so happy to hear that story about them catching that criminal that got nailed for stealing their pots and plants and everything. Speaking of criminals, state of Alabama is in real trouble. Think about this. They take criminals that are in prison, not like, hey, you're going to go to prison. You're in prison. And you get a work furlough permit. Well, okay, that's great. I get to go work outside. No, you're going to go work at fast food. You're going to go work at Taco Bell. You're going to go work at Kentucky Fried Chicken. What? Yeah. So the Alabama Department of Corrections, the ADOC, is making these people work at different fast food places. And now the criminals are like, pass. I don't want to work in fast food and get paid $2.06 an hour when everybody else is making 15 right now. It's terrible. So a revolt. Now here's the worst part about this whole thing is that they are treating these criminals, the prisoners, horribly. Oh, listen, you're up for parole, but you didn't want to go and work at the KFC. So, you know, it doesn't look good upon your record. So there are lawsuits, and now there is a class action lawsuit with all of the criminals that are saying, hey, wait a second, this isn't fair to us. Great story below, check it out. I mean, I love stuff like this because, you know, you just think, what's fair? Well, you know what it is? If you own a franchise and you've got a guy there that's working for $2 an hour, bring him on. I want him to work 15 hours a day. So share your thoughts on this stuff. Again, fast food restaurants, Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, whatever you want to call it, you don't want to say fried food, Dan, because fried foods lead to heart disease. It's bad for you. Okay, KFC, guys. Okay, yeah. Anyways, KFC, it's bad for you. Okay. Share your thoughts on this stuff so far, guys. But this place is just so, it's too much, man. It really is. This place is really cool. They've got all these different amphitheaters where you can take classes and they just decorate this place to the nines. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It really is nice. So any other place I should go see, let me know, guys. I love doing this. Okay. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories, but don't forget, today is the last day you can sign up for the Christmas card list. iSecretSanta.com. Use the link below to take advantage of that. They've got all these fountains over here too. Check this out. But people are getting notified from Social Security that they could have been overpaid for benefits. If you get this notification, do not just roll over. Talk to them. If you do not feel comfortable talking to them, there are advocates and people that will do this for free. If you or a family member, anybody you know is that they're coming back for with thousands of dollars. Hey, we overpaid you by $18,000. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. Joseph sent me a great story about the Priet Mall that's owned in the New Jersey area. They're heading towards bankruptcy. So again, these malls are done, guys. You're going to see this happen over and over and over again. And there was a list that was sent to me of the 20 best cars that will last 200,000 miles. I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. So that list is below for you guys. I'm not going to run through the list for you. And the final story is, if you use a streaming service in 2023, this was the year that prices went sky high. So sky high prices on these streaming services, not one of them went down this year, and they all shot up an absolute ton, blaming that their costs and everything had gone up, which is kind of ridiculous, guys. I mean, the same thing. They're just overpaying for certain things. So please don't forget staghorn ferns. Let's end it on this. Look at these things. I was told you're supposed to feed these a banana. I don't know if that's true or not. But if you guys have a banana, we can feed the staghorn ferns. Anyways, please don't forget to hit the like button. Hope you guys enjoyed this place. And again, I'm glad they caught that guy. I thought it was funny. But this place is just stellar. And if you ever get to Newport Beach, take a look at Rogers Gardens. Okay? Onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon. You want to get a hold of me? Hello at iAllegedly. You want to send me anything, Christmas cards yourself or anything like that? You've got the address below and the post office box. I appreciate each and every one of you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. All the best to you and your families forever. Okay? Be well, guys.